Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is January 22nd, 2006, the Feast of Blessed Vincent. Scholars will say that not much is known about the life, ministry, and death of the deacon and martyr Vincent of Saragossa. On the other hand, church tradition, though sometimes historically unreliable, has a great deal to say, and what it says is very useful to the people of God. The Bishop of Saragossa was a man named Valerius, and he ordained Vincent to be his deacon. Assisting the bishop is one of the traditional roles of a deacon, and one that deacons take very seriously to this day. The legend has it that Bishop Valerius had a speech impediment of some kind, and one of Vincent's tasks was to do Valerius's public speaking, including the giving of sermons on behalf of the bishop. The two men, ministering together as usual, were arrested for their faith during the Diocletian persecution around the year 304 by a man named Dacian, the governor of Spain. The legend says that because of his difficulty speaking and in imitation of Christ, Valerius remained silent throughout his interrogation, as did Vincent. Eventually, under threat of torture, Vincent agreed to testify, saying, "Father, if you order me, I will speak." To which Valerius reportedly told him, "Son, as I committed you to dispense the word of God, so I now charge you to answer in vindication of the faith which we defend." Vincent's testimony about their faith and his vigorous defense of Christianity so angered Dacian that he had Valerius exiled and Vincent tortured and eventually killed. The scripture chosen for today contains the words, "When they bring you before the synagogues, the rulers and the authorities, do not worry about how you are to defend yourselves or what you are to say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that very hour what you ought to say." Christ's promise must have been a great comfort to Vincent as he faced the threatening officials who had the power to order him tortured and killed. But it seems to me that Vincent also shows what diaconal ministry is really all about. I'm not sure what sort of promises Vincent would have had to make at his ordination, but today, deacons promise to serve all people, particularly the poor, the weak, the sick, and the lonely. One of the ways that ministry is often described is as speaking for those who cannot speak for themselves. When Vincent responded to Valerius's need by being his voice, especially in the moment of his greatest weakness, he showed that in the kingdom of heaven, no one will be silenced. Vincent and all deacons shows all of us what it means to be the voice of the voiceless. I pray that we will live up to his example. Let us pray. Almighty God, your deacon Vincent, upheld by you, was not terrified by threats nor overcome by torments. Strengthen us to endure all adversity with invincible and steadfast faith. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Phillips Brooks. I'm Micah Jackson.